Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Danger! Sing it. Been so long.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, which is week 6 in the NFL kicks off tonight. Talk some Falcons as well as they are back at practice today, getting ready for the Bills on Monday night. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking of talking Falcons, Smokin' Joe Patrick will join us at 1:20 as well as he always does on Thursdays for his weekly visit. Find out what he learned out there at practice. And we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well.
Bo sent this to us the other day. I forgot the versus Cash Money versus No Limit.
Oh, yeah. I must have got that at the absolute wrong time because I'm very interested in that.
I'm interested.
Oh, it's going to be pretty awesome.
I'm interested because I want to know, like, are they just going to play DJs or are the actual members going to be there?
You would think that some of the guys would be there.
Yeah.
I just don't know
who
it's going to be.
Hold on. Not all of them could be there.
What's the name of them? Beefing? Juvenile and BG ain't getting along with Juvenile and Turk.
Oh,
something about
right?
Some money. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like.
Well, just have the ones that are on good terms.
We should Lil Wang going to be there?
I doubt it.
Yeah, probably.
I know who's going to be there. Manny Fresh going to be there.
Well, you know Mystical's not.
Huh?
You know Mystical's not.
Yeah, Mystical. Yeah, Mystical. Mystical ain't in Angola. Yeah,
and I know that this would probably not happen because I was thinking about this. You know, with no Mystical, like Cash Money should probably run away with this.
You're crazy.
You can still use his music.
And Wayne.
Though.
But you know Snoop signed with No Limit.
Man, you crazy. Bo, you crazy. But pre-Mystical, No Limit. Come on now.
I'm all about
body,
No Limit,
body.
Bro. Yeah.
Body. Well, you don't want No Limit. So.
But that was really only like two or three albums.
You're
where,
crazy.
Like, Cash Money does have pretty deep
catalog. So, wait, you think
catalog.
No Limit wins?
Oh, man.
That's who I would be rooting for.
I'd be rooting for No Limit.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm a No Limit soldier the day I die.
But Snoop was with No Limit for a hot minute.
Briefly.
Yeah,
I believe
I'm bodied.
Okay.
And ride it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want that to happen so bad.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have C-Murder, obviously, because C-Murder locked up.
Right.
But, I mean,
right.
C-Murder locked up.
There's some people that can't be there.
Can we get him a slip? Like, get him out for like a
Like Mia X? Is Mia X going to go?
Zoom them in. Like, have a video call.
There we go.
You know, I mean, if they get Mia X, though, because then nobody close out a song like Mia,
dog. No, not at all.
Mia used to come at, well, don't get me started up in here.
Cash Money had Cardi at one point.
Cardi who?
B, didn't they?
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, because that's the thing about them is, like, they've still been making, like, they're still a record
label.
Yeah.
Like, they still have artists.
They have a rock band. Like,
when's the last time No Limit
Uncle Cracker
put out
or something like that? They have a rock band. Yeah.
You know what would set the whole thing off and make everybody turn it off, though? They had a one-on-one rap battle between Silk and Birdman. That's just a freestyle between Silk and Birdman.
That'd be a tough watch.
That'd be a tough one.
A tough watch. But they should do that for comedy.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. I really, really hope that happens, and I would absolutely watch it. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. They'd have to, like, time cap it. It would have to be between, like, 1990-something and 2000 something okay. or whatever. Like a 5-year period.
Like Lil Wayne can't play Lollipop.
Exactly. Like you can't do all the Carter stuff.
Well, and like even Drake was with Cash Money.
Exactly. You can't do that. That's not what we're talking about.
Right.
We're not talking about that. We're talking
then
about.
Then you couldn't use No Limit. Couldn't use Snoop with No Limit.
Why?
Well, he made a whole album.
That was the 90s.
So you're saying 90s? Is that what you said? Yeah, I think that was 90, probably 98,
like
99.
Early 2000s too, though, because you got to get some of that stuff in there.
Anyways, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think October 26th or something like that. It's the end of this month.
Great.
So let's go. This happened last night.
Guerrero backs off at first. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll do it. The Toronto Blue Jays
are going
to the American
League
Championship Series, which starts on Sunday as Hoffman.
How sad, man.
That's Dave Sims. He used to be the Mariners play-by-play guy.
I saw that they were trolling him, the King of New York, in the locker room, which was so great.
Not only were they playing New York in the locker room. So if you can picture the MLB Network or ESPN set, so you've got Jeter, A-Rod in studio with Poppy, who gets Vlad Jr. on the camera while he's having beers poured all over him. Oh, dude, and they give it to him.
Dale, the Yankee lose.
Oh, it gets better.
The Yankee lose.
Let's go.
Let's do it again. The Yankees lose.
Let's go, baby.
But you don't take it personal.
One more. The Yankees lose.
You see the faces on Jeter and A-Rod?
Oh, I bet they were
my goodness,
going
it
through
was
it.
Golden.
That's oh, great. Man. I did not see that.
You didn't either?
I didn't see that.
That's so funny.
Damn, Poppy.
David Ortiz is the... I mean, I don't even know what the second best part is. He's the best part of that broadcast.
He is too damn 100%. Funny.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
You never know what he's going to say.
The second best, maybe Pedro. Pedro's great, too.
Yeah, Pedro's great, too.
But yeah, man, Poppy is freaking awesome as a broadcaster.
Yeah, God, that's funny. He was really enjoying it. It's not like the Red Sox are doing great either. Didn't the Yankees knock the Red Sox out?
They did.
But whatever. Who cares? Enjoy their misery.
Yankee lose.
Very funny. Man, fantastic. The Phillies haven't been to the... World Series since they won it in 93.
Ooh.
Isn't that crazy?
The Phillies?
My bad.
No, the Phillies won it very recently.
My bad. The Blue Jays. The Blue Jays won back-to-back, 92-93. Haven't been to the World Series since then.
And they haven't been to an ALCS in like 10 years.
2016, something like that.
So Tigers won, unfortunately. So unfortunately for you, Andy, so Josh Hagenow was giving me crap the other day when I said I'd be rooting for the Mariners. So maybe y'all can duke it out there. That one's 2-2.
Did you see the other night when Cal Raleigh hit the home run to the guy in the outfield in the Cal Raleigh shirt?
It was freaking awesome.
That was pretty cool.
It was freaking awesome. How's your brother doing?
He's going through it. You better believe he was texting me like crazy yesterday when the Mariners were up 3-0, giving me crap. And he was like, "So you should have never not been a fan," and all this stuff. And then slowly but surely, it goes 3-0. Oh, it's 3-3. And I want the Mariners to win too. I'm not giving him a hard time.
Right.
They lose 9-3.
Yeah.
Blew a 3-0
lead.
Way
to go. Yeah. Hey, dog.
He was taking his victory lap too soon.
That's the problem with Ryan and folk like him. When your team ain't done nothing and when they get good and then they want to start talking trash, they usually
– Wait till the finish line.
So, Ryan, stop it.
Wait till the finish
line. Stop it.
Hey, but at least they get game 5 in Seattle. So, that'll be fun.
What's the series?
2-2.
2-2.
Okay. Yeah.
Cubs won last night to salvage a game. So – Game 5 and a best of 5, almost like game 7 and a best of 7. Phillies beat the Dodgers to salvage a game 2. It's close, right?
Well,
the stakes aren't quite as high.
It was really funny because Tarek Skubal, the Tigers pitcher who's going to pitch in game 5, was like, "This is what you live for in sports. Everybody's favorite words, game 5." And I was like, No, it's not. You should have said closeout game or something.
So he pitched 1-3 already, right?
The principality is the same-ish.
Did he pitch 3? I think he pitched 2.
Did he pitch 2?
I think he pitched 2.
Okay. I thought he pitched 1.
Because he pitched one of their – because they had to win their
Kyle got him in the game 2, right? Or was it 1? I can't remember either.
So, Phillies beat the Dodgers, so make that one 2-1. There are a couple games tonight. Speaking of winning stuff that's associated with the Dodgers, Freddie's Aunt Carol actually got a rose last night. So that means you just move on to the next show.
Oh, okay, okay.
You're automatically over.
She's on The Bachelorette?
The Golden Bachelor.
The Golden Bachelor. Yeah. And that's for the older ones?
Yeah.
Great. So I guess Golden, Tara and I were having this discussion last night. Is Golden like 16 above? Golden Girls, Golden Bachelor. They even call each other Goldens on that show, like, since I became a Golden.
Won't we be offended by that?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, Golden? People like gold.
People do like gold.
So she got a rose. Nice.
Golden, I think, refers to 50. Usually.
Absolutely, so. It does not. I am nowhere near being golden. You take that and turn that some sideways. And
I always associated the older folks with silver. Because your hair goes silver, kind of, maybe? I don't know.
You can join the silver sneakers?
Silver. I don't know what that is, but yeah, I always thought of the old folks as silver hairs.
Really?
Or gray hairs. Oh. Blue hairs.
Like a silverback? Older, bigger gorilla?
That's a gorilla.
Yeah, that's a gorilla.
Let
right?
him take on 100 humans, sure.
100 elder humans. Elderly humans.
Versus 100 silver humans?
Your golden era starts when you're 50?
That's not good.
No.
You're right there.
I don't think that's I think that's confirmed.
That's not good.
Well, I think they probably came up with that term when people's life expectancy wasn't exactly where it is now.
Yeah, 50 now.
I mean, like, Bo's going to blow right by that.
50 is the new 30.
No, it's not. It's 50. I'm getting on my damn nerves nowadays. Well, you know they say the 40 is new 20. No, the hell it ain't. It's the same 40.
Well, yeah, but life expectancy used to be 42, like when you were a Viking.
I don't think it's going that to much.
Valhalla.
Yeah, when you were waiting in line for Valhalla.
But you got to think about it.
You were a ripe old age of 41. If you were a Viking,
but you got to think about it. How many damn battles were you in?
Exactly,
probably one.
I'm saying.
So the expectancy of life is 42. So
that's what I'm saying. 40 is the new 20
for
that.
You are the crazy wild. I was watching Game of Thrones yesterday, Bo, and I'm just thinking about these fools. They got the high ground on you, shooting bow and arrows with you with fire, and you just running with a damn axe.
Yeah,
like what
not
is
even
it?
A shield.
Good luck.
They bobbing and weaving a little bit, but you might bob into an arrow.
You know, you're running out of
I wouldn't have lasted long in the medieval era.
There's no damn way.
Maybe one battle.
I couldn't deal with the smell.
The smell. You get a scratch, all of a sudden you have gangrene.
That's
or
how.
Plague,
that's
or
how.
Give you some maggots
his name died.
Close by.
That's how Khaleesi's husband died.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
Khal Drogo. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
And the smell and
I think he was poisoned though by the old lady.
Yeah. Smell and that.
Constant sword fighting.
Y'all were talking about AI yesterday, Randy. So please tell me you've seen this one.
We're live over downtown where, yes, that is a chimpanzee on a Vespa, and he is moving fast. Two units right behind him and more coming up the ramp.
Unbelievable.
What?
He broke out of the Metro Zoo less than an hour ago, right?
And we're live.
What happened?
All right. So just Google it. Chimpanzee breaks out of zoo on Vespa. There's a video. It has been proven to be AI.
That's
it looks
what you
so
want me to Google,
freaking
huh?
hilarious. Chimpanzee on Vespa. Oh, it's great. Like it. Like AI is getting pretty good because this looks real at first
glance. Did they get people, or that was just a joke?
It was a joke. Like, I don't know why they made this, but chimpanzees are.
Hey, look at that damn monkey!
I'm telling you,
on that damn zoo
rat. That's pretty realistic.
He's even looking over his shoulder at the cops.
Hold on, dog,
bro.
Nobody could. Nope. There's nobody believe that.
I don't know. Chimpanzees are pretty smart.
Bo Johnson. No, Clifton Johnson.
Check this out.
Come
this
on,
next
man.
One. Look.
I bet a chimpanzee could ride a Vespa. Don't you think?
You know no. what other kind of monkey is smart? Macaque monkey.
A what kind?
They're in Bangkok.
What?
They're in Bangkok. It's spelled Macaque. Macaque.
That sounds like Borat.
A monkey. And the monkey. A monkey named Caesar because he was so intelligent that they named him after the Planet of the Apes movie series.
Yeah.
Was the mastermind behind a lab escape in Bangkok. Surveillance video shows this Caesar had been studying the scientists. He listened to doors opening and closing, counted the staff leaving, and memorized the 30-minute window where security was not there and escaped from a lab.
Wow.
Telling you.
Does he have, did they inject him with
this
stuff?
That's what I'm about to say. Is he, like, contagious or something?
All we have is pictures and surveillance video.
They don't even know where he is.
They don't tell me what happened if they
Where's
caught
Where's he at? Did they
Caesar.
Catch him?
I'm assuming so.
Probably in Southwest Atlanta.
Chilling.
That's where everybody's
That's where
been.
Everybody gets caught.
All the escape
When the, when the time came, Caesar lunged at a researcher he had charmed for months.
He right. charmed,
they
the
charmed the researcher?
Snatched the keys and freed the other monkeys within minutes. Cages were opened and dozens of monkeys
Hell
were
yeah.
sprinting into the nearby jungle.
Hell
can't
yeah.
Make
oh,
this
man,
stuff
they got there in the real. But yeah, I saw old boy in escape from jail in Louisiana. His ass on got
caught. Did you see the new updates as to why he got caught?
They say he was fighting with his girl.
Out loud, and the neighbors called the cops
what
not
the
knowing
is,
it was him.
You
Come on,
been
man.
dummy.
All he had to do was be quiet.
That's all you had to do was shh.
Because eventually they'd stop looking.
No, he a dumb murderer.
Oh, really?
And his kid.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, dog. Like, the funny one is people say, man, why was he in Atlanta? Where else he going to go, man?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's a jewel thief. He doesn't have millions of dollars.
God, nobody. Got the
That's the same guy that robbed Cam Jordan's house because he just got caught
I didn't know Cam lived in Atlanta.
No, Cam Jordan's house is in New Orleans.
He got caught in Atlanta.
That's okay. Why I was saying that chimpanzee probably was in Atlanta, too.
So they broke. So a Falcon. I ain't going to say no Falcon fan. So a guy's from Atlanta. They got caught in Atlanta. They ain't from Atlanta.
No.
Okay. Making sure.
They wanted to hide out here.
Okay. I mean, why do y'all want to hide in Atlanta?
It's fun here.
Lots of people.
As we see.
You like hiding out in Atlanta. It's your favorite thing.
I don't hide.
That's true. You just stay home.
I just stay home.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're not hiding from anybody. speaking of smart monkeys and all that, Bo, Jane Goodall, RIP. You got to love Jane Goodall, right? I assume.
What does she do again? When does she die?
We'll talk about it. Coming up next, the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.